Sitting up straight, pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. Starting to settle in. The neck is straightened. The back of the neck is straight. Shoulders are back and down. Chest is up and out. And then now go ahead and notice how holding the body this way, that the meditation is already happening. Now go ahead and take a super deep breath in. Retain the breath below the navel. And exhale. And then once again, super deep breath in. Retain the breath below the navel. And then exhale. And then once again, super deep breath in. Retain. And exhale. Okay, good. So in this meditation practice will bring up a traumatic event, and then these traumatic events that are still kind of registered as emotionally traumatic to us, they also feel overwhelming and like we cannot process them. And so we will actually see in this meditation how, by approaching them slowly, calmly, in this very supported container, that there it's actually in a certain sense not a big deal, that we can manage it, that we can approach it and understand the trauma, that it does not threaten to overwhelm us, and thereby we will have an emotionally corrective experience such that we no longer are going to be compelled to avoid. Okay, very good. So bring to mind a traumatic event, one that you really try to avoid. So now have it in mind, but have it allow the memory to be very, very distant. Like it's so distant that you know it cannot possibly overwhelm you. And now just slowly approach it. But have the perfect nurturers with you. They're going to help you approach it very, very slowly. But now this is very important. At any point, if you just want to pause or want to back away, well, that's totally fine. It's no big deal at all. Okay. So now you're approaching the traumatic memory. Just keep noticing how it's not that big of a deal. You're doing okay. You're being supported. You're not overwhelmed. Now keep approaching it. And now pause and let's just reflect on this. Reflect on, oh yeah, there is a part of me that believes that I cannot handle this. And now look back to your kind of real adult life and see the avoidance. See how you distract yourself from it. And then as you see yourself distracting yourself from the old traumatic memories, say to yourself, oh, this makes perfect sense. Of course I want to suppress. Of course I want to avoid. I think that this will overwhelm me. See the emotional logic of that. Makes perfect sense. Right? Keep noticing how the suppression, the avoidance makes sense based on this deep emotional knowing that, yeah, I can't handle this. It is too much for me. You see yourself and just really get the sense of like, oh yeah, this makes perfect sense. No need to have any shame about my avoidance. Anybody would behave the same way. Okay, now dissolve that. And now go back to approaching the old traumatic memory. Make sure that you're approaching it in a way that feels very safe. Perfect nurturers are with you. Now get even closer. Make the memory more vivid. And just, I want you to notice how you are still calm. You still feel totally supported in this container. Supported by the perfect nurturers. That's right. And now, if it works for you, get even closer and maybe all the way in the memory, if that works for you. But you know how to modify the scene in a way that it works for you. Perfect nurturers are there, soothing you, protecting you. So there you are. And this is very, very interesting. Notice how you're there in this, you know, you're kind of making contact with this traumatic memory and how it's not a problem. You're totally supported, totally confident. You're supported by the perfect nurturers. And now I want you to notice something that's very curious. This disconfirms the belief that I must avoid these memories, that I must suppress them. I want you to notice that. And now you might notice a relaxation in the whole body. Just opening and letting go. Okay, now make a deep impression of them. And now see your real adult life unfolding going forward. And I want you to notice how you no longer have these avoidance behaviors. If there's all this ease, there is relaxation in the body and openness. That the horizon seems to be broader. Life is much more manageable now that you don't need to suppress or avoid. Notice that. Okay, now make a deep impression of them. Count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room. That'll then be experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and present in the room. Settled in the experience.